from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken Carmen is going to join us at 420. Ken is in Seattle. You think Ken does any of the touristy things that you do in Seattle? Like, there's not an amount of money in the world that you could get to pay me to go ahead and lick that gum wall. I think that might be the grossest thing in the history of history.
I was in Seattle once in my life, and it was for about 36 hours.
Did you throw a fish? Did you lick the gum wall?
Did you drink a Starbucks? I did nothing. I may have told the story in the past. No, I was out there for, they were working me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is when, in 2007, okay, I was at the Eagles in 06, camp in 07, got cut in 07, and then I was like trying to catch on. So I flew down to Jacksonville for a workout. Mm-hmm. I flew out to Seattle for a workout. That was my first workout, actually. And I was like, man, this is crazy. So I get to the facility, long flight, and get to my hotel, workouts the next day. Actually, the first day they took us for like a physical and things like that. Mm-hmm. I met Mike Holmgren. Jim Moore was the DB coach at the time. And then the next day we did the workout. I performed very well. They were to run 40-yard dashes. We had to go through this, you know, DB drills, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it happened to, shocker, pouring rain outside. So we're doing this workout. I mean, it felt like I was in The Last Boy Scout. Like that scene, you know, when they're in the rain without the gun. Okay. It was a fun workout. I had a good workout.
Didn't get signed.
Yeah. I've had lots of good workouts.
I mean, I feel bad if you went there and you're like, I stunk up the joint and that was it. And that's all she wrote. But if you had a good workout, then it's all you could do.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more I could do. I ran fast. In fact, I ended up leaving there and going to Jacksonville and I ran 4.3 there.
Well, that's incredible.
It was incredible for me. I was like, I hadn't ran a 40 in like 3 years.
Did you think someone had a quick trigger to the stopwatch? Or were you on it?
It was that low grass.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know is it Bermuda or Kentucky bluegrass, whatever it was in Florida. It's like cut like a
The Bermuda fairway. Is very popular in a lot of the different golf tournaments.
It was super fast. But yeah, and the next day I flew to Buffalo and caught on there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out if Ken's doing
anything. So Seattle, I did nothing other than I saw the facility. By the way, the facility is so cool. It's right on this like lake. Beautiful.
They put a lot of money into it all. It's a weird setup to begin with.
I mean, look at like Washington Huskies.
Yeah.
The college team.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Most of the program team of
Okay, I corrected myself because I sound like a fool.
You're fine.
Point is that stadium's beautiful, right in the water. You can see all that stuff.
There's a lot of money in the Pacific Northwest, though. There's a lot of money over in that area.
I don't know that I'd want to live there. I wouldn't mind going out there for a couple of weeks.
Rains a ton. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't know that it's for me. I don't know that I'll ever make it to Seattle. I've been to a lot of places in America. I don't think I'm ever going to make it to Seattle. I like the idea of it, but I don't think it's too hipster. I just don't think it's for me.
I'm sure there's air. You're judging based off what you think it is.
Yes, that's all I can do. Before I go to a place, that's all I can do.
Don't knock until you try it.
Well, their top tourist attractions are all things I have zero interest in. The gum wall, I said, is the grossest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, just the idea.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Okay, just because Starbucks is there doesn't mean you have to drink coffee.
I don't want to throw a fish at Pike Place. That doesn't interest me. What else am I doing there?
What about the needle? Can't you go up in that needle that they have in Seattle?
Oh, you mean I'm going to go to a really tall building as if I didn't grow up in Chicago and take every field trip to the John Hancock and the Sears Tower?
I think it'd be cool to go to a game there.
And be a part of the 12th man?
Yeah. Just because I've heard it so loud.
Yeah, the atmosphere is probably nice.
I missed playing there, like, because I was injured one season. Well, 1 week in training camp in Minnesota. We played out there, and I was like, I didn't make the trip.
Who was the original 12th man? Was it Seattle or was it Texas A&M?
Probably Texas A&M.
Right? They just completely stole that from Texas A&M. There's no, right? I mean, I would
think. I don't know that it's that original. It's kind of like our pulse.
Why is it that it caught on for the two of them, though?
I don't know.
That's a good, by the way,
it's a fair question. I
want to give you credit there, though. That's a good poll with the pulse. That was a good on the spot poll right there.
Thank you.
100% right. Everyone in radio has done a version of the pulse. I have a version on my show, Overtime, with Jonathan Peterwin. Instead of being the pulse, it's called Off the Beaten Path. But it plays. It plays. It works. But why does it catch on for certain spots and not others, the 12th man? Why is it that's the, we got one pro spot that has a fan base that is so rabid that they like genuinely believe that they add on to the team's wins, and then we got one college team of all the college teams, all the college atmospheres, and we got the Dog Pound.
I mean, and Dog Pound's cool.
Dog Pound is cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. We have an update with Denzel Ward, and I want to talk about your playing days with this, because I took a lot of calls on my show a couple days ago and talking about Denzel Ward. Mary Kay Cabot said he plans to continue playing despite his fifth concussion, and his return to the field once he's cleared from the protocol was never in question. That's good news for Browns fans on a lot of different levels. She also said that the idea that he'd be there for week one is definitely in play. And in looking at the schedule, Dustin, I have like 75 million thoughts on this, but I first gravitated towards, if he can't be on the field week one, a lot of Browns fans, after the audition that MJ Emerson had against Justin Jefferson, I think a lot of Browns fans felt really good about the prospect of having MJ Emerson line up against the number one on the other side. But we take on a bunch of really good wide receivers. Assuming CeeDee Lamb is signed for the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb into Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk had 1,100 yards 2 years ago. He would have got to 1,000 last year, but he didn't have enough games. Malik Nabers is now in New York. We haven't seen him play in the NFL, but I think we can both agree he's going to be an absolute stud. He's one of those you just know. Devontae Adams for the Raiders. And then in Washington, you got Scary Terry McLaurin. Like, it might not be a murderer's row of teams. I didn't even get to the Eagles after that. By the way, you got the Eagles, which, as we know, have two different guys that can destroy you, and Jamar Chase with the Bengals after. I mean, we're at seven straight weeks of really good number one wide receivers that you have to take on. If this could have crept into the regular season, I mean, Denzel Ward, I don't think Browns fans took the impact that he had last year in making his third Pro Bowl and how elite he is. I don't think they took it for granted. But I definitely think there were some fans saying, well, MJ Emerson can do the job, and I think there's a drop-off there, and I don't know that we would have felt comfortable if it would have been MJ Emerson against all those wide receivers that I put out there. And it's not because MJ Emerson isn't good. MJ Emerson is very good. It's just Denzel Ward I think that highly of.
I think very highly of Denzel Ward. I'm worried about his health. I'm worried about a lot of things with him, but he's super, super talented. He's what, top five corner in the league?
I think he's there.
Top 10?
I put him there as top five. I don't know that many of the national pundits put him there as top five. But again, three Pro Bowls. Last year, he was about as dominant of a season as you could see him have. I think he's there. I think Sauce Gardner's on that list. I think Jalen Johnson's on that list. I think Darius Williams is on that list. I think Kendall Fuller's on that list. You can come up with names, right? You can come up with a lot of names. I think the best cornerback tandems are on teams that work really well, though. And I think that might be the difference there. A lot of the teams I just named, Sauce Gardner, he's on an island for himself. He's got to figure it out on his own. I like McDuffie and Snead in Kansas City. I like Douglas and Johnson in Buffalo. Like, I think when you can have the MJ Emerson and Denzel Ward connection, I think that that is what makes the Browns defense truly shine. And I know the drop-off in MJ Emerson and Greg Newsome for a lot of fans, I think they don't think that it would have been that large. I think this would have carried into the regular season, Dustin. I think it would have been very noticeable. I think we would have taken it for granted, and I think it would have been very noticeable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me exactly why.
I think Denzel Ward is elite. I think he is very talented, and I don't know that we give him as much credit for as talented as he is. Because I think every year he gets a concussion. He's got 5 known concussions right now, and I think we chalk up the idea that we haven't seen him play at full strength for an entire season, and I think we just dock him for it. But I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how you can watch Browns games every week and not think anything but Denzel Ward is an elite corner in the league. That's the part that always escapes me. But it was amazing to me. A couple days ago, we were talking. I was getting phone calls. People saying Denzel Ward needs to retire. 5 concussions. He's got to hang it up. He can't be out there doing this game. And I know it was selfish of me, but I was thinking about it from a Browns perspective. I think fans were looking at it the same way I look at like golf balls on the golf course, where I'm like, hit that one into the trees. I'll just pull another one out. I think you guys look at this like we have an endless supply of cornerbacks. And although they're very good at it, the Browns, I'll give them a bunch of credit. They're very good at not only getting cornerbacks here, drafting cornerbacks, taking care of cornerbacks, and getting them to play really good football, but we don't have an endless supply. And there is no such thing as an endless supply of Denzel Wards. That's an elite player right there. And I feel like in many respects, we took the hype attached to MJ Emerson and the joint practices with Justin Jefferson, and we just kind of said, well, he can do the job now. And I just don't know that that's the right mindset. But this is a scary thing. And you dealt with concussions in your career, Dustin.
Tons.
How do you have a guy that's had 5 concussions and you turn around and say, okay, go out there and do it. And we got full confidence that we can bank on you week in, week out. Because now I'm looking at this almost like Dolphins fans have to look at Tua. Tua 2 years ago had what we know of 3 concussions in one season. He had one on the Sunday night game that we all watched nationally. Then they played a Thursday night game and we watched him get knocked into next week. And then he had another one later on that Mike McDaniel diagnosed and put out there. And that turned into the one that benched him for the playoff game against the Bills. Skylar Thompson got the start. Mike McDaniel vaped on the sideline. The rest is history. But that offseason, his parents were like, we don't want him playing football. Like, this is dangerous. This isn't good.
I totally get it. We've had that many diagnosed concussions, and it's so much different now where they are a lot more cautious about getting the player back on the field, and we've seen it. Heck, I remember who was the tight end here, Jordan Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? I mean, he had promise, and then he ends up out of the league because of concussions.
I mean, I guess the question would be, and you're still dealing with concussions and the effects of everything that. I mean, how many concussions would it? You're different. Your generation in the NFL is different because you guys got to live with the idea that you didn't know the answers.
Yeah, and we were also discouraged to tell the trainers and doctors how we felt and how our if we took a big shot, like I remember having a concussion in one game against the Dolphins in 07, definitely blacked out, definitely a concussion. I wasn't leaving the game.
And that was in 07, you said?
Mm-hmm.
When you won the national title in 02, you don't remember the second half?
In the national title game, yeah.
Like, so that's 2 different instances, which means there's probably a lot of instances somewhere in between there, right? It was such a different environment. It was just a different way of how we looked at football.
Oh, God, yeah.
I feel like now with the Guardians caps and everything else like that, I feel like we look at football in such a way that like these players, they know the risks. They know what can come of it. And the fact that Denzel Ward is telling Mary Kay Cabot, our friend over there at Cleveland.com, he's going to stay playing. Like this is what he wants to do. I think it's interesting. And I do think it's going to lack empathy from fans that maybe 15 years ago would have been there. I think now it doesn't, because we almost look at it the same way we look at like smoking a cigarette. It's like, listen, man, there's a lot of research on top of this. Like, you know the risks that you're doing. We're not going to fault you for doing whatever you need to do and being out there on the field and making your money, but you've made $60+ million already in your career. You could easily walk away. At this point, he's deciding he's going to see this thing through. But I don't know how much the Browns can depend on him in the future. That I don't know. When you have 5 concussions, that seems like you got another one knocking on the doorstep at some point.
I don't know, man. It's so hard for a guy like Denzel Ward? Because then also you're in kind of a tough spot if you're Denzel.
For sure.
I get it. We got to think about our long-term health and how our brains are going to be, you know, in 20, 30, 40 years. But Denzel, he's made a ton of money, so maybe it's a totally different, you know, deal for him because he knows he's set for life. And in that situation, you don't necessarily need to sacrifice your health for the payday. And like I sacrificed my health because I had to stay in the league and I needed a job. And I was very scared to lose that job. And I think everybody was back in 08, 07.
Much different situation.
Even in 2012.
Yeah. It's a scary thing. There's no denying it. It's a scary thing. I think our conversations, though, are much different today on it than we are maybe even a decade ago. Decade ago, and when you were playing, for instance, it would have been that idea like, oh my gosh, they didn't know. It's different. Where nowadays, it's like, Denzel, you see the risk in front of you. This is his choice at this point. He sees the risk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.